بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 18th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 26th Shawwal, 1441. Continuing with our weekly series on the portrait of perfection, in which every week we'll be discussing the physical features, qualities, and very special characteristics of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This week we will continue learning about a few more features of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we begin this description, let me share a few poetic words by Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, describing the beauty of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "No eyes have seen or witnessed anyone as beautiful as you. No mother has given birth to anyone as handsome as you. You have been created so perfectly that there is no fault in you. It is almost as if Allah created you exactly how you desired." We have already learnt about the shine and glow on the blessed face of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also about his blessed eyes and vision. Let us this week look at a few more descriptions. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, describing the head of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says that it was large in proportion and imposing. And Hind radiallahu anhu describes Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's forehead to be broad. Now these are very special features of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they increased his beauty and also made him very noticeable and imposing. And also these features, they are a physical sign of intelligence. The nose of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described as being slim, and the bridge of the nose is described to be high. And the cheeks of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam were slender, and they were not chubby, and they had not sunk in. The mouth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wide, and this again was a very special feature, because it allowed for more clarity in speech, and this made the other features of the face stand out, and it enhanced their beauty. Within the mouth, the teeth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam were exceptionally white. The Sahaba say that they were as white as hailstone. The front, upper and lower teeth had a small gap, and when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile, a light would shine through that gap. This also enhanced the beauty of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The spit and saliva of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very special and unique. It had a very special fragrance, and when it would be placed within a well, the well would increase in quantity, and the taste of the water would suddenly become sweet, and the sweetness would remain until the well would dry out. We also find one incident wherein the saliva of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was placed in the eyes of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had a very troublesome and severe eye infection. As soon as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed saliva inside the eyes of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his eye infection immediately got cured. Now these were just some very simple and brief descriptions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was indeed the most perfect, most beautiful and most special, and therefore we should all make him our role model. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Inshallah, until tomorrow, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.